One of the parlor windows was broken. The front door hung wide open, and uniformed officers stood scattered around the lot as yellow police tape kept the onlookers at bay. As she looked from one officer to another, panic set in again. She couldn't determine who to approach. So she scanned the crowd for familiar faces, for anyone who might be able to give her some indication about what had happened. But most folks, unfortunately, simply looked shocked. Then she spied Zach Kaufman. She'd gotten to know him and his family well a couple of months ago, when he'd been courting one of her guests. "Zach," she called out as she made her way over to him. He stepped forward, waving a tan arm above his straw hat.
"There you are,"
he exclaimed as he looked her over. His usually bright blue eyes were shadowed with worry.
"The police have been waiting for you."
She pressed her lips together to keep them from trembling and drew in a shaky breath. "Zach, what happened? Do you know anything?"
"As far as I can tell, it looks like you've had a break-in."
A break-in? It didn't even make sense. She'd never heard of any sort of crime happening in Pinecraft. Why, some people even left their doors and windows unlocked. Not her, though. This inn meant everything to her. Zach looked as if he was attempting to figure out a way to reassure her when his eyes lit up on someone approaching her from behind.
"Oh, good," he murmured. "Officer Roberts, this here is Beverly Overholt. She owns the inn."
"Runs," Beverly corrected absently. Until earlier this year, she'd believed she'd owned the inn, having inherited it after her aunt's passing. Now she knew that Eric Wagler was the actual owner. Her aunt had merely been renting the property, and now Beverly just managed it for him. Immediately, a new dread coursed through her. Oh, how was she going to tell Eric what had happened? And when she did, what was he going to say? Would he blame her for this mess? Though she had no guests this week, she certainly hoped no one had been nearby and gotten hurt. Staring at the building, she bit her lips so hard she drew blood. What had actually happened?
"Miss Overholt, are you all right?"
Officer Roberts asked, his light brown eyes filled with concern.
"You're looking a bit pale."
With a shake of her head, Beverly made herself focus on the scene in front of her. Pulling her shoulders back, she strengthened her resolve.